Secretary Rice, accompanied by U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, said the measures are in response to unacceptable Iranian activities.
Unfortunately, the Iranian government continues to spurn our offer of open negotiations, instead threatening peace and security by pursuing nuclear technologies that can lead to a nuclear weapon, building dangerous ballistic missiles, supporting Shia militants in Iraq and terrorists in Iraq, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories.
The main target is Iran's Revolutionary Guards, an elite military branch numbering some 125,000 members. U.S. officials say the guards and a division known as the Quds Force are providing weapons to militants in Iraq that are used against American troops.
Because of the Revolutionary Guards' support for proliferation, and because of the Quds Force's support for terrorism, acting under U.S. law and consistent with our international obligations, the United States today is designating both of these groups. We are similarly designating three Iranian state-owned banks.
Blocking Iran's nuclear ambitions also is the aim of these sanctions. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only, but Washington and its allies say otherwise. The sanctions are expected to have a ripple effect on Iran's ability to conduct international transactions, especially since the guards are increasingly involved in commerce.
These actions will help to protect the international financial system from the illicit activities of the Iranian government, and they will provide a powerful deterrent to every international bank and company that thinks of doing business with the Iranian government.
Thursday's action comes as news reports indicate the Bush administration is frustrated with the slow pace of negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. Bill Rogers, VOA News.